Blog Talk Radio.
This week, let me get to the top of the page. Anna von Reitz gave quite a long update, which some of you will have read, but I'd like to cover it on this show for some of the people that haven't seen it or been able to grasp basically what it's been said. This was sent to Joseph Dunford, care of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon in Washington. It was also sent to the Board of Governors, World Bank, IBRD, IMF, and the Board of Directors of the same people, also in Washington, D.C. Final notice of commercial obligation lien, World Bank, IBRD/IMF, as of January 2016.
She would just go ahead and whatever she wants with the name Harry Fullerton and just let it go away as she wants. Yeah. That's what you do. And you have two people sign off and you don't need the doctor and stuff, and that's how it works. Go ahead. Has Social Security recognized my – I don't know. I have – my straw man has – used to have. I don't have a Social Security number. My straw man does. And I collect Social Security. I'm retired. I don't see any problem with Social Security at all.
That's what I was going to ask, Jerry, on people with like union pensions recognize you by your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. They recognize my straw man by his Social Security number. My straw man's still there. I got him on my UCC that I'm the owner. That's correct. But I'm going to cash it whenever I do cash it. I'm going to do it under the trust, TTEE, and then I cash it. Yes, sir. Your pilot's license, yeah?
No. I'm confused on one why they call it private.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything I need to do for that?
I would secure it once you get your license. I would secure it on my UCC 1 or 3. If you already have one, you have to do it with a 3. And now you're the owner of that pilot's license, and since you're the owner, but when you're flying, being you have a commercial license or you have a pilot's license, whatever, you're not a sovereign while you're flying. But whenever you land the plane and you get rid of your license, now you're a sovereign. If you can... Yeah. But as long as you put it on your UCC, you own that license. They don't own it. So that should cover it. But I don't know that you're a sovereign because you do have a license. And if you wreck that plane and run into somebody, they're going to come after you. So you just want a good UCC. Well, I don't think so. Yeah, I would think so, and I don't act in commerce. Any other questions? We're almost done. Go ahead. What time is it? Where do you get your U.S. passport? My passport's stronger than my U.S. passport. I went up to the Mexican consulate right here in Las Vegas, and I said, I want to start my book. I want a visa. He says, I can't give you a visa. He said, I don't recognize your passport. Well, I wrote David here a nice letter, and it says they didn't recognize my passport, and will you straighten that out for me? He said, I'll straighten it out. I just haven't straightened it out yet. But he said in the Mexican consulate, he said the only passport that we will recognize is the one from state of Nevada. Well, he's a little bit wrong. He's never heard it. He's never seen one like this, he said. And that's okay. He will hear of it. Yeah, so it's okay.
This is a wedding. This is a radio.
About to lose my job. My girl just left me. Shit getting hard. Had to when the money was around. Nobody wanna help you when you broke and you down. Love was there, I need to take my meds. Can't even sleep, voices in my head. About to lose my house, gotta get some bread. My stomach is going deep, I'm on my bed. Can't do laundry, my clothes now be funny. The one to pull jokes, but I really need this money. About to cut my lights off, it's getting kinda. Everything fucked up. I'm going to get the score. I put it down to work. Fucked up the flip. Damn. Just blew my last. Now I ain't got shit. My ribs kind of touchy. I'm feeling kind of sick. Never knew life would have been like this. I'm sitting
whirling up. Stuck in the pain. Shit keeps crazy. And I know it's pain. I said my soul's on fire. It's burning in pain.
Come in.
For you to get out of the bed, cause with a criminal record, you can't get employment. So they say employment.
when it's form the principal and the staff too. Cause you and your boys ain't allowed in the classroom. Now that's robbery. So how could the queen represent my country and charge me with larceny? Further with the fuckery, it's hard to be humble when I see what they do in the region and jungle. PTSD trying to come up on the double. History repeats itself. It's no puzzle. It's exactly what happened to Africville when they move on the blacks to the helm and they can't be educated. You get robbed by the government. You can
welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is David. This is episode 1525B, and today's date is March 19th, 2018, and the title of the episode is March Madness. Hold on, the deep state is about to push their agenda. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the corporate media, they just cannot let this go about McCabe being fired. I mean, Jeff Sessions came out. He fired McCabe. We can see that Sessions is doing what Trump wants, and we have to see if Sessions continues on this path. But what we're seeing right now is that the corporate media, they're just going crazy over this. And what is going to happen is that McCabe is going to be brought up on criminal charges. And I think the last thing he needs to worry about is his pension. Now, we can see already the GoFundMe accounts have already started up where we've seen those before. We see that people are saying, oh, I can get you a job so you can keep your pension. I don't think that's how it works. But we see right now that they are pushing this very hard, trying to make it seem like McCabe is the victim. And we're going to see criminal charges brought up against Andrew McCabe. And I do believe that's a boom. When Q lists boom, boom, boom. What's very interesting is that Q was out there and he was talking about March Madness. And the Wall Street Journal called the McCabe Madness, which I find very interesting because that's exactly what Q said, get ready for March Madness. And here we are in March and we're starting to see all of this. And I don't believe this is going to be the first case. I think this is just the beginning. And we're going to be going down the line. Now, what they need to do is they need to gain the facts, the information, the truth, and build a case for the rest of the individuals, which I do believe is happening right now. And eventually you're going to see the dominoes start to fall. And we're going to see this happen, I think, very, very quickly. I don't think this is going to be 2-3 years. I think we're going to see this in a couple of months. We see already the NSA whistleblower, former CIA employee Edward Snowden, slammed Facebook in a Saturday tweet following the suspension of Strategic Communication Laboratories and its political data analytics firm, Cambridge Analytica, over what Facebook says was improper use of collected data. Now, in 2015, Cambridge Analytica bought data from a University of Cambridge psychology professor, Dr. Alexander Kogan, who had developed an app called This Is Your Digital Life that vacuumed up loads of information on users and their contacts. And after making Kogan and Cambridge Analytica promise to delete the data the app had gathered, Facebook received reports from sources they would not identify, which claim that not all the data had been deleted, which led the social media giant to delete Cambridge Analytica and parent company SCL accounts. In response to the ban, Snowden tweeted this weekend that Facebook, well, the social media company, are nothing more than surveillance companies who engaged in a successful deception by rebranding themselves. Julian Assange also called out Silicon Valley's cozy relationship with the U.S. intel agencies. Yes, the social media companies, they are intertwined with the intelligence agencies, and they all together, they receive grants, they help create some of their social media platforms, their technology, and the intelligence agencies are using this. We see right now that the message is getting out there. The message from Q, the message from Trump, where he continually says fake news, the message from the alternative media saying that deep state is behind a lot of this, the shadow government, because there was a new poll that was taken. And this was a poll taken by the Monmouth University Polling Institute that found that no less than 74% of Americans believe in a deep state when it is described as a collection of unelected officials running policy.
Now, what you got to remember, with all these different things that are going on, we have to pay very close attention to the narrative. We have to pay very, very close attention to the narrative. Today, we're just kind of just basically going to test the equipment. We're making sure everybody can kind of hear what's going to be actually being broadcast this week. This is WTDTA Radio. You're with your host, Doug Bay. We want to just make sure that everybody understands the barometer of all the different things that are being done. But this is nothing more than a test. We're just trying to make sure that everybody, I mean everybody, can actually understand the signal is coming in loud and clear. So we can definitely take it to the next level. But keep listening, because if you listen long enough, you just might learn something, fam. Just might learn something.
Only 21% do not believe this kind of group exists. As a result of the countless conspiracy theories being proven as facts in recent years, chief among them, which the Edward Snowden revelations, was exposed the NSA as nothing short of Big Brother, and the WikiLeaks disclosures, which revealed how the Democratic Party colluded against Bernie Sanders to promote Clinton's candidacy, and countless more such examples, like Project Veritas, about Russian collusion being a nothing burger. And people are looking at this, and they are saying, yes, we do have a shadow government, a deep state, that is working behind the scenes. They're not elected, and they push their agenda. More and more people are waking up to what is happening right now. And this is going to continue. This is why Q, it's called the Great Awakening. It's to awaken people, to get them to understand and realize what is happening out there. Now, we've been reporting on this for quite a while. A lot of the alternative media channels have been reporting on this, because what we're seeing right now is that everything is about to change. And we can see just from around the world what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with Russia, what's happening with China, with North Korea. Everything is changing. Even here in the United States, where we thought that, oh, the deep state, they weren't going to be drained, the swamp wasn't going to be drained, we're actually seeing the swamp drained. This is why we're seeing all these firings. This is why we see all this information coming out. And the corporate media is trying to make heads or tails of this and try to explain it away. Putin is out there saying that he's going to reduce his military spending during his new term as the leader, saying there's no reason to have the military build up anymore. And do I think he's just going to cut it to zero? No. But I think they do have very advanced weaponry, a lot more advanced than the United States. They kind of proved it, and he announced it, and he told the deep state, listen, don't try anything. And we could see right now that this is
I feel like my mom. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history because Soros and the globalists are all over the news trying to take our payment processors, trying to shut down our shopping carts, trying to destroy us. They have kicked us off almost every media outlet out there because we're loyal Americans. But thanks to you supporting us, we're on more radio stations and more TV stations than ever because these stations understand that Trump and myself and many others are being persecuted by the globalists, by the leftists, by the Hollywood scum. But InfoWars is in your hands. So this Christmas, only a few days till Christmas left, I want to just thank all the viewers and listeners for your support, for your prayers, and for being in this together. And just to remind you again, please share the articles. Please share the videos from NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com because those get around the censors easier than InfoWars.com. But whatever you do, realize this country and this planet is in a fight for its life against the globalists. And it is financing that allows us to do what we do. And that's why it is a total win for everybody because you get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And at the same time, you help fund this operation that is fearlessly fighting the globalists as hard as we can. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items: Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. They're assuming to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. You're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com.
Bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart, fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I have never believed in you, no, but I'm gonna pray. In the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you, please. I'm broken, alone, and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I've been for the winners. When I try to dead, and I'm gonna
brief overview. In this segment, you'll learn how you get paid. After 20 years of business, I wonder why most people are not successful in what they do. I used to believe it was the drive or even product inferiority. Now, I understand most people simply don't know how they get paid within.
Give me a sound check. You sound great. I sound great, clear. Everybody says fine to me. Okay. All right. What's up? Somebody said muffled. Everybody says clear. I don't know what y'all definition of clear is, because I usually have like pristine, you know, audio. You know, I like to have good audio. What's going on, everybody? Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's happening? I just thought I'd do a live stream. I really want nothing. I just checking in, touching base, came in and asked some questions. Interact with y'all a little bit, and, you know, do some question and answer. You know, everybody say normal. Okay, what's happening?
I need to change out the battery on the side, though. I need earphones. I got earphones. Some of these good earphones. I got good earphones, but I don't, you know. I need to rewire all this stuff is what I need to do. I just been too lazy. It's hard setting up the first time. I gotta go back and rewire it, make sure everything's wired up, because I got two computers, two monitors, and I have video in one monitor, audio coming out of the other monitor. And I got it set up like that so I can take phone calls, you know. So, you know, y'all can call in, y'all can hear the phone, what the person is asking through the phone. I gotta work on it a little bit. No, I got the, that might be it. Hold on. Somebody said the mic. The mic's cool. I wanna make sure the mic's cool. All right, what's up? Oh, weather repair is going great. Neighborhood's clean. You know, everybody's getting their houses fixed. And, you know, it's not back to normal, but probably about 90%. Well, I mean, you know, as far as living over here, everything is cool. You know, everybody's back to normal. I'm doing class now. Somebody said ain't no class yesterday. I'm doing it right now. You got me right now. I know you said we need to stay out of the courts, but don't we have to bring a common lawsuit when they refuse to honor our negotiable instruments? Now, that's a good question. You know, I was talking to some individuals in the know, I'll just say it like that, who work in the public, and they were basically verifying that everything is correct, especially about the 1099 OID process. Let me say this in a way, and I want you to think about what I'm about to tell you. Everything is public and private. Okay. Everything is commercial. It's commercial. When it's dealing with commercial, that brings in accounting. Everything is accounting. When they refuse to honor your instrument, that means that you got to force some sort of accounting. The battleground is on the books. Everything is about the books, okay? When they won't honor your instrument, what they're saying is, you know, I'm not gonna put it in the books, and you know, I'm not going to say that you paid me, basically. All right. The referee for all of that is the IRS and the Treasury Department. All right. They don't take no sides. They not on the side of the courts or anything like that. The IRS don't give a fuck about nobody. They don't give a fuck about nobody. They'll snatch anybody. They will go into the court, take their fucking books, and fuck them up just like they'll fuck you up.